Moving on, what do I do to deploy my application on Windows Azure? Fine, you know, I have a web role, I can use a worker role if I want, but how do I actually get it there? The answer is that you need to package your PHP runtime, your PHP application, any extensions that you may be using, you need to configure them in your PHP and make sure they're available, and your application needs to you know, work with Windows Azure. The one thing you will do, as I mentioned, is you don't have virtual machine access to where your code is running in the cloud, not directly anyway. And this kind of poses some limitations. If you have an application that's doing, that needs to write to the disk, you need to make sure that you are writing to a sandbox that's given to you in your Windows Azure VM instance, and know that you know that data is going to be lost if you recycle your role. So if you want to copy it out to you know, to additional storage services outside of the VM, such as, you know, Windows Azure also offers blobs and tables and queues, or the SQL Azure database, you know, you need to know that you have to take care of that yourself. Beyond that, there's really not a whole lot of restrictions. I'm sure if you take an application, you want to basically make sure it does run well in Windows Azure. You may have to tweak it, but for the most part, the application should run, you know, without a whole lot of changes. And we've tried to make it easy by providing a command line tool that's actually written in PHP. So you just run it as, you know, on the PHP command line, and what it gives you is two files. You give it your PHP application, you run it through the command line tool, and you get two files. One is called the deployment package. It consists of a CS package file and a set of configuration. And this configuration you can actually, you know, update without, you know, bringing your code back and repackaging it. You can just update it while the application is running. And you may want to also think about, you know, if you have an application that has its configuration in some sort of a, you know, app.ini file or something like that, or a .config file, you may want to bubble up some of that into the Windows Azure configuration so you don't have to bring back your application to and edit the configuration and redeploy. You can just do that using the configuration file. But to deploy to Azure, you basically just need these two files, and you will be able to deploy your package. I will actually go through that experience in just a minute. But through the command line tool, you can, you know, either create a new application that runs on Windows Azure, or you can take an existing application and say, I want to deploy it to Windows Azure. You don't have, you know, RDP or remote desktop access into your machine, we try to make it easy for you to make sure that the application actually works before you actually deploy it to the cloud. And the way we do that is by providing a simulation environment on your local machine. So what you do need is the Windows Azure SDK. You get the Windows Azure SDK. That's the only dependency that we really have other than PHP itself that the command line tool has. And you can say, hey, before I deploy it to Windows Azure, I want to run it locally and in the simulation environment. We call this simulation environment the development fabric. So you can deploy it locally to the development fabric and test it out, and then just go and deploy the package to the Windows Azure cloud. So I'm going to be showing this demo here now on how to take WordPress and deploy it to Windows Azure. I want to be very clear. We released a WordPress a patch for SQL Server. It's on wordpress.visitmix.com. That's the website. So I'm going to take this build of WordPress, which uses SQL Server as the backend database, and then you know, deploy it to the Windows Azure cloud. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to switch over to a command line here, and hopefully you can see my screen. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so if you look at this package, what I just typed in here was php package.php. I gave it minus n, which is basically my project name. I can give any name here. And minus source, minus s, is where I have my WordPress package. So in this case, it's on, you know, SQL and samples WordPress. And I tell the command line tool what runtime or PHP runtime do I want to package. So I have my PHP and SQL/PHP. I want to take that and package it up. And minus U just tells me that I want to run it locally in the development fabric after it's done packaging. I don't want to just go deploy it. I also want to run it locally. So as you will see, this is the command line tool goes, it does a bunch of validation. It has a dozen steps or so. And once it's done, it will just fire up the instance local, the development fabric, and I will be able to run this locally. And let's take a while this is doing. Let's actually go take a look at how you manage Windows Azure Access. So I'm going to go to this website, windows.azure.com. And I'm going to sign into my Windows Azure account using the Live ID. All right, so what you see here is you see four tabs on the left, Windows Azure, SQL Azure, Ask Fabric, and Marketplace. These are the four services that I talked about. I'm going to go and click on a specific account for my instances. And here I have a bunch of different Windows Azure instances running here. This includes all my storage services as well as my Windows Azure hosted services. So the way you deploy it is you pick an instance you want to deploy to, and you have two slots here. You have a staging slot and you have a production slot. There's really no difference as such, other than we want to make sure that you have a chance to deploy and test your application in real Windows Azure Cloud before you make it publicly available to everybody. So the only difference is that the staging slot gives you a GoID URL, and the production slot gives you, gives you a real deployment slot. So if I click on deploy, I get to upload my CS package and the service configuration files. I'm not going to go through that today because it takes a few minutes to get the package uploaded, but I do have WordPress running here already. And so I go to wp.cloudapp.net. So this is, I just created a new database on SQL Azure, nothing special. I can type in the, TechX Webcast, given my email address. I don't want this to appear anywhere just yet. I click Install WordPress, and I'm going live against the SQL Azure database. I get my user ID and password. And I can sign in. So there you go. I have WordPress now running on Windows Azure. So what I kind of skipped through here was how I set up the database. So let me go, let me show you a couple things here. So this is live in production. But what happened to the instance that we had started running from our development fabric? Let's take a look at that as well. What I need to do is I need to create a database. And I'm going to call this database PHPArk. It's really simple. This is my SQL Azure administration website. Oops, looks like something went wrong. Okay, so basically you have here your list of databases. I can just create a database, and then I point my configuration file in WordPress to use this database, and that's really it. There's really nothing much else to do. Let me actually go and show that to you. So the only thing I needed to change here was the WP config file. If I open that up, I defined my database name PHPArk, and this database doesn't exist, which is why I was getting an error in my development fabric. So I'm going to try to create that one more time. I don't know what happened last time. Okay, so now it's created. So here I got locally on the dev fabric, I got this error called error establishing database connection. I'm going to refresh that. Hopefully I'll see So there you go. So now I'm running this locally on my machine that I fired up from the development fabric, but it's going against the SQL Azure database I just created. So let's move on. And JC, have there been any questions so far?
I think people are following you because it seems to be clear. There's no question.
All right. So if you have any questions, again, you can do that on the chat window, and we'll try to address them as we go along. Okay. So today, we are actually announcing a new release of the command line tool. The command line tool that I just showed so far, we deployed a WordPress in a web role. Now what we're also able to do is today we're adding support for worker role support, as well as the ability to attach an external drive, mount an external drive to your Windows Azure VM instance. As I mentioned earlier, the data on your VM instance is going to be lost if you recycle the instance. But if you attach an external drive, then you can save it. It gets loaded as a blob, and you can, as a page blob to be more specific, and you can store your data in there. Also, if your application is running, writes, there's a lot of disk, uses a disk for writes, and you want to make sure that they are persistent, and you don't want to change your application, you can basically use the X drive for all the I/O from your application, and that way it's less painful to, or it's easier to port it to Windows Azure. So I'll show the worker role support via this small demo that we have. It's pretty simple. I have a web role, and the web role is a simple web application running that processes expense reports or expense requests. The web role basically writes out the web request, the expense request to a it serializes it to a JSON object and puts it in a queue. The worker role picks up the JSON request from the queue and uses a library called PHP Excel and converts it into, takes this request and creates an Excel file all on the background and pushes it out to the blob store. The web role basically looks at this request and looks at the blob store, and as soon as it sees that there's a processed Excel file that will go ahead and upload it. Of course, this is really trivial, but you can imagine a real workflow where, the expense reports get piled on and you may need to add more than one worker role to process all of them. So you can have any number of worker roles looking at this queue, picking up the request and doing something with it. It's kind of a trivial example, but I think it illustrates the point that of using why you may want to use worker role essentially for background processing. So let's take a look at this as well. And I'm going to go back to my Windows Azure. Oh, here we go. It's called PHP Worker Role Demo.cloudapp.net. I'm not going to go through the deployment process again. It's again really similar to the one we just saw, except that here I have two roles. I have a worker role and a web role. I can show you what the command line looks like. So just to recap here as well on the web role, this is kind of how it finished up with deploying everything from our last invocation of the tool. But if I, this is basically the command line I'll have to type. So here I'm specifying both the worker role in my source as well as the web role as well as the worker role. And when you do a worker role, you basically have to say, hey, where do you want my work? What PHP script should I run or what PHP code should I run when I start the worker role? And you basically specify a specific PHP file that your worker role will start processing. Because you don't have that in the web role. In the web role, you're just receiving HTTP requests. But here, in the worker role, you need to specify what PHP file execution should begin from. And that's really it. So what's happening here is I have no pending requests right now. Let me go ahead and create a new request. I'm going to create a new request for, I have different categories. Let's do this for travel. Let's say travel to TechX, American Airlines, in Chicago. And let's say I spent $300 on this trip. Okay, so as you see up here, I see the request is submitted, just a JSON object, and this is what's being written out to the Windows Azure storage queue. And you know, this is a pending request. It shows me the ID, all of that. So the worker is going to pick that up and basically pass it on, the create an Excel file, pass it on to the workflow, and eventually it's going to get approved. So as we see, that's already happened. So I have an Excel or Excel file. I just used a GUID here. If, you know, in a real world application, I'd probably be more careful to have a more descriptive name here. But let's go try to open that up. So if I open that up, it's going to open it in Excel. And as you can see, my request just got processed, and the status is processed. So you can imagine going through a workflow with this. And if I had multiple requests, I can add more worker roles and, you know, keep my system going. So that's one of the advantages of Windows Azure. You can scale up or scale down your application by just specifying the number of web roles and worker role instances you want. Okay, so that's pretty simple.